So we're going to start here on what would be page 123, Perek Mem Gimel, chapter 43. So we've been talking about two types of awe, two types of fear. On Daf Samech Beis here on the left side, we're going to talk about two types of love. Okay, about five lines from the top. V'hineh ba'ahava, yesh gam ken shtei madregas ahava. In love, there's also two levels. There's ahava rabba and ahava seidel. Interestingly, some of us have the custom that during the week, in the brach of Krishma, right before Shema, we say ahava seidel. On Shabbos, we say ahava rabba. Some people have a custom of saying both times ahava seidel, sometimes both ahava seidel. Anyway, what are these two terms? Ahava rabba, abundant love. Yahava bitanugim, this is called the love of pleasure. V'hi shal heves ha'ilam e'alel, this is a flame that bursts forth on its own. What does that mean? Uba milamayla, it's a gift from above. It's a love that a person acquires. Ala kadosh baruch hu, but it's a gift that comes from heaven. Bibchinis matana, it's a gift. Who gets the gift? So, this isn't the gift that any of us should expect real soon. It's a gift that comes to a person who is complete in their, take that one, complete in their awe, in their fear. So, really what he's saying here is that this type of love is not something any of us can go out and buy. You can have the best American Express card in the world. It ain't going to help you buy ahava rabba. It's just something which is gifted to us from above. When a person puts in the work to acquire the levels of awe that they can attain on their own, so what they're gifted from above is ahava rabba. This abundant love, it's a love. It's called rabba because it's greater than anything we can create on our own. Okay? It is the normal way of a man to pursue a woman. Shahava nikras ish v'zochar. Love is referred to as an ish, a male. K'meshik siv zochar chazdoi. V'ish yiras Hashem. And a woman, as we say in Eish Eschayil every Friday night, is referred to as God-fearingness. K'naida. And then he tells us the reality of it, ubili kedima sayira, unless we first work to put forth the what we can do to acquire yira, to acquire fear of God, e efsha legia lavarabazu, it is impossible to attain this love. Ki ahavazu mipchinis atzilus, this love comes from such a high world, the highest world of atzilus. The last taman kitzu to pirut chas v'shalom, it's a world where there are no separations, and therefore, if a person, unless a person is completely connected with the yira, they cannot have a relationship with this love. And again, I'm going to do a piece of Maranayim that's going to shed some light on this because I have no idea what he's talking about. Achahavas oilam, the love of this world, this worldly love called Ahavas Olam, he haba mehatvuna vidas bigdulas Hashem. This is something that we can acquire. Okay, Ahava Rabba, this abundant love has got to come from God. Ahavas Olam is something we can acquire through our industry. How does one do that? So he explains. It comes mehatvuna vidas. It comes from contemplation and thinking, bigdulas Hashem in Seif Baruch Hu, contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMemale Kolam, that suffuses the world, V'Seif of Kolam, and envelops the world, Zukula Kamei Kalei, all of the concepts that are discussed in contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person envelops their mind in these ideas and thinks about God and thinks about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world and sustains the world, and how nothing is of any existence before him. It's compared to one utterance, compared to the person who speaks. At the level where the words haven't even been uttered yet. They're still in the person's thought. As he spoke about in chapter 23, By contemplating these ideas, Mimela tispashet midas ahava shebenefesh milavushel. Immediately, and here's what's critical, the attribute, the quality of love will disrobe itself from its this worldly expressions. Love will not be embodied and contained in any physical pleasure, or even a spiritual pleasure. It'll be possible that a person will not be able to tolerate loving anything in the world built Hashem Levadi other than Hashem himself. Due to the fact that he is the source of life, he is the source of all other pleasures, all of them are non-existent, have no standing whatsoever in his presence. Not only are they, you know, there's lollipops and there's steak, right? So you look at a kid who likes a lollipop when he could be having a really good steak and you say, you know, poor kid, right? The poor kid doesn't realize what's good. But at least they're both on the same, you know, level. They're both food. Here he's saying they're not even in any physical pleasure compared to the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not comparable at all. You can't compare this to eternal life. What is there of any value that I can possibly desire? The person just expires in love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what he's going to get into in the next chapters. Now, let's just finish and then we'll go back and explain in a way that hopefully we can at least relate to, at least to think about.
He's saying a person could actually achieve this.
This is achievable through contemplation. Okay, this is, meaning we can use a process to get to Ahavas Olam, to look at the world and develop it. So what the Rambam describes, looking at it, nature and seeing nature and seeing the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's by doing these comparisons of cheap love to real love and so on, and then by using that as a springboard to contemplate love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he'll explain. He says, I want to tell you that this is possible even for a person who's not experiencing any love at all. Not physical, or not even a spiritual love. Nonetheless, it's possible that that person can inflame themselves, like a burning fire, and a burning flame that ascends heavenward, through active contemplation. As I will describe later on, you see that he's really pointing towards what he's going to write later on. Now, this love, referring to tangible love, this love, at times, can precede one's fear. And this is the entire explanation for the Baal Tshuva phenomena. Okay? Nobody gets anywhere by Gehenim talk. I've never met one frum person who was inspired because he was afraid of burning in hell. Right? So what happens is the person has a great experience at some point where he feels some kind of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that in turn brings the person around. Well, if you're saying here that love can't be experienced until one experiences fear, how do you explain that phenomenon? He says, no. This level of love, of Ahavas Olam, Palmim Shekedemes Liyir, that can precede awe or fear. Kfibchines Hadas Hamaylida Kenoida. That is commensurate with the intellect that produces the idea of the love. Why does that work? Shadas, because the intellect, koilu chasodim gvurois, it has within it components both of chesed and of gvura. And if you bring those down to our terminology, Shema Hava V'Yira, those that's love and fear. Later, with these galas, at times, there are times, when Chesed is the first to be revealed. It'll come even before the Gevurah. Ulechein, and for this reason, Efshe L'Roshu Balaveris, it is entirely possible for a completely wicked person, a great sinner, Shiyaset Tshuva Me'ahava, to come and do Tshuva out of love, Hanayloda Belibay, that will be born in his heart, B'Zachrias Hashem Adikav, when he has an awakening, he has an experience. But don't deceive yourself. There's an aspect of fear that is always included in it, Memela. Rakshi v'pchinas katnus v'helem. There is a fear which is concealed there, but it is in a concealed form. What does that mean? Dahainu, there is a form, a cheap form of yira called yiras chet. He's afraid of sinning, meaning limroid by chas v'shalom. He doesn't want to rebel against this new loving experience that he has. So what's happening is, experientially, what's going on actively in his emotions is love. However, you must know, achzeu derech mikra, this is temporary. It's a glimpse, it's a flash in the night. Bashgacha protis meis Hashem, by gift of God, litzorech shah, for the temporary moment of the experience. The Gemara tells the famous story of Rebbe Elazar ben Dodaya, who was this terrible sinner, and he did tshuva, and he expired, and the heavenly echo went out and said that he has a portion in the world to come, even though he was a sinner all of his life. That's nice, he says, for a one-time experience. But if we want to know how we need to approach serving Hashem, Hakavua, on an established, permanent level, that which we can control, meaning we can't control the heavenly flashes. That's not up to us.
That's not the kind of love we were just talking about before.
Right. Tzarech lahakdim tchila, we need to begin the process with kiyum ha-Torah v'mitzvahs. By doing, by fulfilling Torah and mitzvahs, beginning with the lowest form of yira, b'pchinas katnus, even as little children. Yira means katnus of yira, even on a very elementary level of yira's chet, of saying, I'm doing it, I don't want to get clobbered, I'm doing it just to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. Al kaponim b'sur me'rava seitov, to begin the process with veering away from evil, doing good. Why does that work? Because leheyer nafshayer the kiss, because ultimately elementary Torah and mitzvahs will illuminate a person's godly soul, b'oira Torah mitzvahs, with the light of Torah and mitzvahs. That's the fact. The fact is, if we fulfill Torah mitzvahs, even if we're not inspired, we're doing it because we believe we have to do it, we're afraid of punishment, whatever it is, but as long as we're doing it with a God consciousness, it will illuminate our lives, and ultimately it will lead us to experience love. Because V'ahavta has the gematria twice of or, as those who know what they're talking about know what they're talking about, which means we have no idea what he's talking about. Okay, now, in order to get a glimpse into this, take a look at the Maranayim. What is this loving business that he's talking about? So let's go. You have two pieces of Maranayim there. One of them is Tuf Nun Dalid. The other one is Tuf Kuf Samach Vav, right? Let's do the Tuf Nun Dalid first. Start down on the right-hand column. Maranayim is authored by Reb Nochum of Chernobyl. He was a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, the great Maggid. See, he says as follows. Last paragraph on the right side. V'hinei yesh mayim al yoinim amayim tachtoinim. We know from Chazal that there were waters above. It's a pasuk in Bereishis. Yeah, we got Tav Nun Dalet. What pages do you have there?
Tav Kof Nun Dalet.
Oh, okay, I did that piece. Very good. Enough besser. This is... We just had this in Daf Yomi, and it's an incredible explanation of this idea. Okay, Shom, you got it? Pamachas gozer machas gzer al Yisrael. Tells the Gemara the following story in Rosh Hashanah. One time, they decreed a decree against Klal Yisrael shalei yaskub b'Torah that they should not study Torah. Or shalei yomeilos b'neihem, that they're not allowed to circumcise their children. Or sheyichal l'shabbos, and that they have to desecrate the Shabbos. Ma os yudim and shemua v'chaveirov, says the Gemara, what did they do? Holchu menotlu eitzim ematrinus achas. They went and took advice from a professional woman. A woman who all the greats of Rome used to frequent her office. So she said to them, come and protest at night. Are we not your brothers? Says the Maranaim. What is up with these people? They had nobody better to go get an Eitzah from but a prostitute? Little Eitzah minute, that's who they're getting advice from? They couldn't go and daven. It was totally a spiritual decree. This wasn't a decree of murder. So these things, Torah, Mila, Shabbos, they went to a prostitute for advice.
Is that what she was? I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought she was like a...
All the greats of Rome were by her.
What do you think?
Of that? Right, they went to buy spices, right? Omnam.
Book
signing. Ev the farish kavanas hamayim. Says the Maranaim, incredible. Apimashin noida, that which we all know. Ki ha-Torah nikras teras chesed. Torah is called a Torah of kindness. She midas ahava. Chesed is synonymous with love. The main component of our study of Torah and fulfillment of mitzvahs is out of love. Because that's what the Torah is made up of. It's comprised of love. We need to know, how does a person relate to love? It's love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems so remote. It's so out there. How do we relate to it? So he says that God did us a tremendous favor. Hu ayidei sheyesh kama ahavos nefulin. There are many fallen types of love. Shen pri nevelos ma'ayim haChesed. They're fallen fruit from the world of Chesed. They've fallen into this concept called brokenness, called shvira. And as a result, they present themselves in very lowly forms of love. Now, through the fact that a person has an interest in the love of something, afilu chitzonis, even though it's completely secular, oz nekaloi lahachnis v'ahava hi b'pnimis hakdusha. It's an opportunity for the person to take the emotion of love and bring it into the realm of holiness. Lehoiv b'ahava shenis oire by the Bar Baruch Hu, to take the love and turn it towards Hashem. Ula hagbia to uplift it. To remove it from this completely secular or vulgar love in which it is contained. And to elevate the love. And to once again re-include it in its source, in the world of holiness, in the world of true chesed, By bringing it to its source in the Torah of Chesed. Meaning, what is he practically speaking? When a person begins to feel a tug, a love for something physical, he's got to take that moment and grasp it and turn it and utilize it to embrace Torah with the love of Hashem. Or grab a hold and act in a mitzvah at that moment. Or even if a person doesn't have an opportunity to study Torah or to do a mitzvah, even if the person simply makes the statement, has the thought that I want to utilize this love to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu without toiling in Torah or a mitzvah, nikra gam ken Torah, that's Torah also. It's a consciousness. Because we all know that one of the 613 mitzvahs is Ahavas Hashem. So the love itself is a mitzvah. Is v'nimtza, what comes out of this, is ki mekasher ahava nefula mitayros chesed. The person binds, he connects this lowly form of love from the world of chesed, l'sharsha, to its source, le'atayr shibchinis chesed, to the Torah, which is ultimately Torah's chesed. Now, Veil almost the nations of the world that serve idols. The nations of the world take the love and they run with it in the realm of those loves. That's the concept of galus of Torah and Midas. Therefore, they're all philandering and rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when Klal Yisrael take this lesson to understand that there's no love that appears in the world that doesn't come from a higher love, and they utilize it to serve Hashem, and they understand shekol amidas hanefulim, that all midas that fall, we uplift them and we enter them, minim ki aklipis, from the depth of darkness, lachnisam, to bring them in, ulaviam el sharshi atayra, to bring them into the roots of Torah, then yesh hachavas gvul atayra, there's a completely broadening of the boundaries of Torah, shenis ala lamailam and isgadla, there's a huge expanse going on in the world of Torah. Elsewhere he says that this is how we expand Eretz Yisrael. When we broaden this, it broadens the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. And Chas V'Shalom, the opposite takes place when Eretz Yisrael is taken from us. With utilizing Midas, that could go either way, if we use them for Kedusha, then we broaden the boundaries of Kedusha. When we make Torah out of all of these loves that are in the depths of darkness, heaven forbid if it's not that way, then the boundaries of Torah are lessened, they're made smaller. We fall even further into the depths. For this reason, the nations decree, that's the cause of the decrees, is the fact that we're not doing what we need to do. That causes the nations to decree that we shouldn't study Torah, study the Kama mitzvahs, and not to do mitzvahs. Because we're not elevated. So when countries come out with anti-Torah, anti-bris milah laws, anti-shechita laws, anti-marriage laws, it's our responsibility. We're not doing what we need to be doing. We are making smaller the gvul of Kedusha. Next paragraph on Tav Kuf Nun Hey. V'al kein, for this reason, k'shenischak mul lahalis ha'tayru l'sakna zeh l'takona zeh. So when the Chacham of that generation saw that there were decrees coming out, so they said, natlu eitza mematinu sa'achas. So they went and got advice from a prostitute. Shekol g'day l'remi mitzuyi, that's a woman who all the greats of Rome were there. Shemisham ro, from they looked at that situation, v'natlu lahem ha'etza, and they saw from there how to take advice. Ech l'achzer kol p'chidus ha'avas nefu l'shoshu. Look what we can do. We can go take the love that they're corrupting, we can go and take it from there and elevate it to Kedusha. It doesn't mean they went and spoke to her. They went and looked at the situation. They said, look at what they're doing. We can take an Eitzah from them, meaning we can utilize their downfall and utilize it for holiness. They're taking love and degrading it further. We're going to take love and elevate it.
This is how you
move out the Vigazera. Right. Ekla Haksir. How do we return? How do we return all these fallen loves to their source? Vevinu Misham, they understood from her situation, Goyadl Nefilas HaTorah Kalviyachah Benumas, how Torah has fallen among the nations. Vehu Ayideh Sharoh, Kol Gedeh Deraymi, Eiz Kimimi the Sahava Beniyef, when they saw how the greats of Rome toil in the methodology of love, in Neo V'sharet HaVizroes, and all kinds of awful degraded ways, they took advice from there. Shame tzrichim l'sakim, said that's what we need to rectify. All the loves that we're feeling inside of us, we need to begin the kashrin b'toras chesed. We need to begin to ban those forms of love in a Torah of kindness. How? Through the minute we feel a tug, we feel an awakening to one of these bad loves, we should use that love to use it towards Hashem, to love Hashem. By doing so, all of the Torah which is contained, encapsulated in that love, will be elevated. Will be elevated heavenward in Kedusha. By doing so, we will expand the boundaries of Kedusha. An incredible explanation of that Gemara.
I'm saying it cuts both ways.
Right.
They constrict us.
Well, it's also by our abuse of it. Okay, go to that next one on Tov Kuf Samach Vav. Another just an incredible explanation into a Chazal. To a Pasuk. Alright, we're standing in the middle of a piece, but that's how it's... What time is it? Okay, so take a look. Okay, now we'll be Gemara. There, the Gemara says, Shleish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mischar Talem, three things Hashem regrets. Echad Mehem B'riyas HaYetzahara, one of them is the creation of the Yetzahara. L'chayr Heich Yippo Loim HaLabayr Baruch Hu, how is it possible to say about Hashem, Lashon Charata, any form of regret, HaYedeh, I see this, he knows the future. Ach Be'emes Einem Mischar Tal B'riyas HaYetzahara, Hashem doesn't regret His creation. The problem is that people are not using the Yetzirah for its true intended purpose. And people have free choice. And understand that Hashem regrets the fact that people are abusing it. Now, Vizeo Shiksiv says, I'll give you a practical application. It says in Koheles, Re'ei Chaim im Ha'isha Asher Havta. See, find life, see life, behold life with this woman that you love. What is Shlomo HaMelech saying? V'inyinu ki kol ha'olam im kol b'chinoisav. The entire world, with everything in it, hem ha'kol mashal. It's all supposed to be a parable. Shemehem yovei ha'odam el ha'nimshal, that we are supposed to use to teach us a lesson, which is avodas Hashem, how to serve Hashem. Practical level number one. Ahavas Nashim. Love of women. Hi ahava nefula me'olam ahava miti. It is a love that stems from the true world of love. Ki bevadai tzorech lev es abayir baruch hu yoyse v'yoyse aden ketz. Obviously, we need to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than anything in the world. Now, umishi yesh le seichel, so a person who has brains, Yachal lovay min ahava nefula ela hava shebenimshal. The person who has any seichel is going to use the loves that he experiences as a kal vachomer. He says, if I love my wife this much, if I love my children this much, how much more so do I need to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The person will realize that Hashem has gifted him an opportunity to experience love so that the person can attribute the love to its true destination. Because it's obvious that love is only to be used as a marker to come to true love, the true destination, the true point of love. The same is true of everything in this world. V'zeu, says the pasuk, Re'e Chaim, behold Chaim, Pirish, Re'e Alachiyu Shebadav, look into the true life source of what you're experiencing. Alma Umayra, what's it pointing you towards? Ki Amashal U'aguf, because the mashal is what you're looking at. But the lesson, the truth of it, is this: the real life source that's sustaining, that's giving it its life. V'David HaMelech Olam HaShalom Osekein. So David HaMelech perfected this. V'ikiri Yosei Hayah Kailan HaNimshol. David HaMelech lived in the world of the lesson, Kamay Mechazal. Kol Ha'im HaDavid Chata Ein El Atoya. Anybody says that David really sinned is making a mistake. Because Bathsheba was destined for David HaMelech already from Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Vehu asa al pi ha'emes amiti. David HaMelech acted according to that truth. Ka'amar v'eshalcha b'rechava ki b'gudach ha'drashti. I was looking for the mitzvah here. But v'soinav, his enemies, ha'yim al-ligin al of his enemies mocked him. V'yosevin sh'asa rak k'meshi ha'mashal. They thought that David HaMelech was busy with the mashal, not with the nimshal. Al kein omer. That's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Ve'ehi lehem le mashal. To them, I was a mashal. He says, I wasn't interested in the mashal. I was looking for the nimshal. I was looking for the lesson. Ve'zeu she'omer. This is what Chazal say. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Menashe haya yoshe v'doirish ba'agoda shel doifi. Menashe, the king Menashe, sat and darshened a goddess of foolishness. Moshe ben should not have written in the Torah that Timna was a pilegesh. What did Menashe was busy with that? There's so many parshas in the Torah that seem to be of no purpose. The wicked Menashe, before he did tshuva, haya emer ki yesh mitzias minias b'avodas Hashem. Menashe was convinced that in the world there are true impediments to serve Hashem. Im yizdam an la'adam eza minia pater, and if a person has an impediment, he's exempt. This goes back to what he was talking about earlier in this piece. V'atayra amra v'timna. The Torah teaches us, v'timna, if you find an impediment, perish timana imalash and minia. Im emesh yesh minia. If a person looks at the world and sees his entire world as a world of stumbling blocks, of minias, of impediments to serve Hashem, ha'isa pilegesh la'alifas, then you know that you're married to alifas, azayu b'klipias, you're living in the world of darkness. Ki be'emesu kanal, because the truth is that it's just the opposite. Each one of those things is an opportunity through which we can find the nimshal of Avodas Hashem. U'menashe lo ya'amida b'zeh, at that point, Menashe could not accept that. V'hovin. Ki be'emes, because in truth, kol ha'tayvis, all desire, v'chol ha'machshavas, and all of our thoughts, hu mafteach le'avodah, they are a key to our service of Hashem. If it's a taiva, it's to the eyes, meaning pirish ataiva ulayin, it's only to the eye. Sheyuchal mimena liras habihiris, in order for a person to be able to see the clarity. Okay? Now, in light of that, let's look back here at what the Baal Tanya was saying. that we need to recognize in all of the loves of the world that they're all batel b'metzias, that they're all void and null, they have no standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein erech v'dimin klal b'neim, there's no comparison between them at all. When we recognize, if we can get through our heads the value of Ahavas Hashem, of Yiras Hashem, and we look out at the cheapness of what the world is offering in the name of love and in the name of fear and in the name of appetite and desire, they're incomparable. And yet, they, according to the way the Maharnaim is teaching, they are the key, they're the entryway through which to enter. The Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us these experiences so that we can utilize them as an opening to experience love, because without them we would have no idea what it means. But if we don't do what he says, then we get stuck in the mushel. It's the kid who starts learning the pi, what's it called there? Fractions, right? The pie chart, right? In first grade, you got a pie chart, and you're learning a quarter, and the kid eats pie for the rest of his life. He never gets to learn, he never gets beyond the fractions. All he does is eats pie. That's what he's saying, is that joke is us. For the people who totally get lost in the relationships and in the loves and in the desires of this world, and we forget that this is something that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is gifting us in order to get to know God, we end up eating pie all our lives, and we never get to move into the realm of learning what its true destination is. So now he goes into more practical methods of how to get in touch with that love. Next.